إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a string, and every string is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And listen to the advice of the one who had advised me to advise you. As he said, asking about one of the brothers here in this area, what about brother so-and-so? I said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows best. He said, you tell that brother, I don't see him down supporting the building of the Islamic Center of America, Masjid wa Ahl Sunnah. So command the brother to repent to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness for not being down with establishing a house for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Rather warn the rest of the people and advise them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness if they're not all the way down with this project in order to establish Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's earth. واستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Him if you're not all the way down with this project, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who commanded you and placed you in charge of building and establishing His houses on His earth for His sake subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now with the tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us in this ayah, O humanity, indeed I have created you from a male and a female, and I have made you into nations and tribes so that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble in the sight of Allah is the one with the most taqwa. Indeed, Allah is khabirun, alimun khabir. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in this ayah, O humanity, indeed we have created you from a male and a female, and we have made you into nations and tribes so that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble in the sight of Allah is the one with the most taqwa. Indeed, Allah is Alimun Khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He addresses all of humanity. As for the last five addresses in this ayah, it has been to the believers in particular with the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He addresses with His divine addressing to all of His creation, to every single one of the children of Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing them in this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Arabs and the non-Arabs. He's addressing the Egyptians and the Greeks. He's addressing the Yemenis and the Chinese. He's addressing the Palestinians and the Americans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is addressing all of His creation and reminding them and teaching them, as He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed we have created you from a male and a female, meaning from Adam and Hawa, or as some of the ulama say, meaning from the fluid of the man and the fluid of the lady, or as some of the ulama say, from one man and one lady. And all of these meanings are correct to the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, indeed we have created you from a male and a female. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created everyone from Adam, and Adam was created from dirt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, as we'll explain in this ayah inshallah, not that we think that one is better than the other, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created us to know one another. As we'll see inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He informs us that He has created us from a male and a female. And this only shows that all of us are equal when it comes to all of us being a human being. And no human being is better than the next one just because he's another type of human being. Rather, everyone is equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, as He's addressing all of humanity, He's calling them to one deen, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to one Lord, tabarak wa ta'ala. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling them to one worship, the worship of Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is calling all of humanity to, as this is the way that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants to unite the hearts of the believers. Indeed, we have made you into nations and tribes so that you may know one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made some of us to have lineages or blood relations with the next people who are very close, and their relation to us like our mothers and fathers and children and cousins and what have you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made some of us to have lineages that are far from each other. Like some of us are from different countries or different states or what have you, and there's no close blood relation with any of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He hasn't done this so that some people might think that they're better than the next person because they're from one city or one state or from one country or one tribe or one race. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made this in order that they may know one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give us different languages and different colors and different countries and different races in order to get closer to Allah by our race. Like someone might say, I'm Arab, which means I'm closer to Allah than a non-Arab. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made anything, any way to get closer to Him except by having taqwa. Except by fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing to commit shirk and kufr, fearing to commit bid'ah and sin, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing what He has commanded and staying away from what He has prohibited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is calling all of humanity to the tawheed of Allah, calling all of humanity to that fitra that Allah had created them upon of belief in their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, though He has given us different languages and colors and races, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended to unite us, as He says, so that you may know one another. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't unite us except by practicing His deen. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we reflect on this statement of Allah, O humanity, we will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to unite the hearts of His humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it compulsory on the believers, on humanity, to worship Him by understanding the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made the language of the Qur'an Arabic. Rather, the language of the Qur'an is recited in the salat that we make to Allah. No matter what your language is, or race, or color, no matter where you live, when you make salat to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you begin with saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made this Arabic language the language of humanity in order to learn it, to learn how to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why you have seen everyone who is not from the Arabs, as soon as they accept this deen of al-Islam, that they hurry to learn this Arabic language. Rather, some of the non-Arabs have perfected the Arabic language. As we know from the ulama of our Salaf al-Saleh, and maybe on the top of them that would be the best example, is the Imam or the Amir of the Muhaddithin, Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari. Or you can take the example of Imam Abu al-Husayn, Muslim ibn al-Hajjaj al-Naysaburi. Or the example of Abu Isa, Muhammad ibn Isa al-Tirmidhi. Or the example of Abu Dawood, Sulaiman ibn al-Ash'ath al-Sijistani. Or the example of Abu Abdurrahman, Shu'ayb ibn Ahmad al-Nisa'i. These are the ulama of Islam. Everyone knows them. They are from the non-Arabs who have perfected this language of Arabic in order to call humanity to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's in the past, and even if we look in the future. Or recently we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory on the people to learn this language, as we see from India, Abu al-Ula, Muhammad Abdul Rahman ibn Abdul Rahim al-Mubarak Furi from India, who wrote the explanation to the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi. Rather, we can see the example of our Shaykh al-Allama, the Shaykh of the Salafiyin, Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani. Rather, we can see in some of the examples of even some of my personal shuyukh, from my Shaykh Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, who taught me Arabic. Or we can see from the example of my Shaykh Omar Falata from Nigeria, or my Shaykh Muhammad Law from Senegal, or my Shaykh Bakr Mkeba Ka from Gambia, or my Shaykh Uthman al-Muallimi from Somali, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory on His creation to understand the Qur'an, to learn the language of the Qur'an, so that they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unites the hearts of the believers. This is the real unity, the call to the knowledge of this deen and to the practice of this deen. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unites His creation. He unites someone, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And there's no other way that we will be united except to be united on this deen. And there's no way to be united on this deen except that you understand the Qur'an and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's no way to this except by learning the Arabic language. Learn this language so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can unite our hearts on the tawheed and on the iman and on the aqidah of our salaf al-salih. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand this ayah. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayat, if we reflect on it, not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us how we are to be united in His sight, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this ayah, He destroys one of the evils in this world, and that is the evil of racism. And all of us, we like to believe or we like to act like there's no racism. Wallahi, we're practicing racism. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand this ayah and practice it. Because without any understanding of this ayah, there's no way we will be united. And we know, as we're from amongst the latter generations, both the Arabs from amongst us and the non-Arabs, we have left the learning of this Arabic language. Thus we have left the correct understanding of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just like we changed the way things should have been by learning this Arabic language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed things for us. When we look back to Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah and our Salaf al-Salih, we saw the victories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them over the disbelieving people. And then when we look at ourselves, we see that we're in a state of humiliation. This is because we've left the Arabic language. And we've left the correct understanding of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Turn back to your language of Arabic so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can unite your hearts and improve your condition. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy on us to learn this language so that He may improve our condition. Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, if we reflect on some of the many hadith, we see as He gives an explanation of this ayah in order to destroy racism or to try to wipe racism out of the hearts of the believers who understand this deen. As we see from the narration of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, as he narrates on Al-Ma'rur ibn Suwayd, قال, رأيت أبا ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه وعليه حلة وعلى غلامه حلة فسألته عن ذلك فقال لي سببت رجلا فشكاني إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعيرته بأمه إنك امرؤ فيك جاهلية. Al-Ma'rur ibn Suwayd, rahimahullah, he said that I saw Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, and he had some nice clothing on. And I saw a little boy with him that had some nice clothing on. So I asked him about that. As the people were surprised to see the leaders and their servants wearing the same type of clothing. As people tried to distinguish themselves one from another by one dressing better than another, thinking that he's better than the next person. So he said that there was one day when I insulted a person. So he complained to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to me, are you going to blame someone because of his mother? Meaning, are you going to blame someone because of his lineage? Whether he's non-Arab or what have you? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in some of the narrations, he added, indeed you are a person who has some jahiliyyah in him. So the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining the evil of this jahiliyyah, this evil of racism that is in the hearts of the people when they turn away from this language of Arabic and the understanding of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then they make it easy for this evil to continue amongst the Muslims, this evil of racism. Even as far as the narration goes, that some of us may have heard that Abu Dharr was talking to Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu, and that he called him the son of a black lady. This is not in the narration of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. This hadith is authentic. Al-Bukhari is in Arabic, you can read it. The translation is in English, and there's no mention of Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu an, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'een. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, in his farewell khutbah to humanity, as it comes in this authentic narration from Imam Ahmad, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ayyuhannas, ala inna rabbakum wahid,
وزاد في رواية: وإن دينكم واحد وإن أباكم واحد، ألا لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي ولا أعجمي على عربي، ولا لأحمر على أسود ولا أسود على أحمر إلا بالتقوى، ألا هل بلغت؟ قالوا: بلغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفي رواية قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: فليبلغ الشاهد الغائب. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, O humanity, just as Allah تبارك وتعالى has addressed us in the Quran, O humanity, indeed your Lord is one, and indeed your deen is one, and indeed your father is one. Indeed your father is one. There is no virtue to an Arab over a non-Arab, or a non-Arab over an Arab, nor a white person over a black person, nor a black person over a white person, except with taqwa. Have not I gave the message? They said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the message. And in one of the narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, let the ones who witness pass it on to those who are absent. Pass this message on to the believers, so that we may rid ourselves of this evil of racism by understanding this Arabic language in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can be closer to Allah. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, indeed, the most noble in the sight of Allah is the one with the most taqwa. Aren't we aware of the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَذْهَبَ عَنْكُمْ عُبِيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَفَخْرُ آبَائِكُمْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ تَقِيٌّ وَفَاجِرٌ شَقِيٌّ النَّاسُ بَنُوا آدَمْ وَآدَمْ خُلِقَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this authentic hadith collected by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi, he says, alayhi salatu wassalam, indeed Allah has removed from you this racism of jahiliyyah, or this tribalism from jahiliyyah, or this false love for one another from jahiliyyah. Allah has removed it from you. It is only a God-fearing believer or a criminal fajr. The people are from Adam, and Adam was created from dirt. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he makes this message clear to us, that there is no racism in this deen. Rather, no one should think that he's better than the next person because of his race or his color or his language, except that he understands the Arabic and the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he practices it with good intentions, as this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains to us in the hadith of Imam Muslim, as he says,